Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. It's our first lesson here this September, and it's a good one. It's called The Tale of Tolkien. Tale, well, a tale is a kind of story. And Tolkien, who is Tolkien? Well, you might know him by the name J.R.R. Tolkien, and he wrote some very popular, very famous books, The Lord of the Rings, that's in three parts, and The Hobbit. Now, these books have also been made into movies. Maybe you have seen these movies. They're very long. Each of them are very long movies, and I think they're wonderful movies. Carolyn, have you read these books or seen these movies?
Well, I've read The Hobbit. I didn't read The Lord of the Rings, but those books are on my list to read. But I did watch all of the movies that have come out so far, the three Lord of the Rings movies, mm-hmm. and the first Hobbit movie that only tells part of the story.
That's right. It only tells the first part of the story. The Hobbit, of course, is only in one book, but The Lord of the Rings was in three books. I enjoyed them all. Actually, I'm thinking about reading them again. But I also think that this lesson is very important. It's also very interesting. It talks about Tolkien's background. Let's get started with The Tale of Tolkien.
The Tale of Tolkien. Learn the story behind the stories of Middle-earth. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings delight book and movie lovers alike. These great stories sprang from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien. John Ronald Reuel Tolkien was born in 1892. He spent much of his childhood in the beautiful English countryside. He enjoyed studying and learning languages from a young age. And his mother taught him the strong Christian faith that he believed his whole life.
Hello friends, this is your Word Lady Ellen. The story of J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, began long before he wrote those classics. In today's article, we'll get a brief introduction into that story. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Delight. Delight is a verb. Caleb delighted his wife with a surprise trip to Hawaii. Childhood. Childhood is a noun. My grandfather likes to tell us stories about his childhood in Germany. Tragedy. Tragedy is a noun. Tragedy struck Kathy's family when her sister died in a car accident. Guardian. Guardian is a noun. Each child going on the trip must have a parent or guardian sign this form. Your more information word is pass away. Pass away is an idiom. Let's begin.
It sounds like J.R.R. Tolkien had a very nice childhood growing up in the English countryside. But before we discuss that any further, let's go back to the beginning and we see right with our title, Learn the Story Behind the Stories of Middle-earth. And that's a very interesting way to phrase this. Learn the story behind the story. Let's look at that phrase. Gabe, what does that mean, the story behind something?
Well, of course, you might know these stories of Middle-earth, and Middle-earth is the place that J.R.R. Tolkien created for the Hobbit and for the Lord of the Rings characters. But the story behind these stories, that means we're figuring out or finding out how these stories were created, and the life of the author. Of course, he has a great imagination, so he thought of these stories. we're going to learn about him.
That's right. So we will learn his story, not the stories he wrote. And we begin with a couple of the books that he did write. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings delight book and movie lovers alike. And it's true, I do feel a lot of delight from reading and watching these movies.
Well, I found these books great too. They delighted me, and I think they delight many people. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, delight, or to delight someone. If you are delighted, if something delights you, that means it makes you happy. It pleases you.
And I think many people are delighted when they win an award. If you get recognized for something great that you've done, you might feel delighted. You are so happy. I hope that you are delighted to be studying English with us today here on Studio Classroom, because I know I am delighted to be here.
Well, I am also delighted to be teaching as well. And I think something else that delights me is when I hear from someone that I haven't heard from in a long time. Or maybe when I receive a letter in the mail. That delights me. Well, what delights you? Here we're talking about how The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings delight book and movie lovers alike. So it doesn't delight books. It doesn't delight movies. It delights the lovers of these books and movies. And we can find out that all kinds of people love these movies and books.
It is true. They are very popular. And these great stories sprang from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien. Well, that brings us to a great phrase in this sentence that Liz would like to tell us about in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we find this sentence. These great stories sprang from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the word sprang. It comes from the word spring, which means to appear. So, today's sentence just means these great stories all appeared from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien. Of course, the writer could have said, these stories came from the mind of one man, J.R.R. Tolkien, but to say came, it just doesn't sound very active. To make the sentence livelier, the writer uses sprang instead. Here are some examples. Mandy sprang through the doorway to show us her new outfit. Or, the pond was nice and quiet, but all of a sudden, some ducks sprang out of nowhere and the whole place became noisy. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, of course, all of these stories sprang from the mind and the imagination of J.R.R. Tolkien. What's his full name? Well, we see it right here in the next part. John Ronald Reuel Tolkien was born in 1892. Well, that was quite some time ago. And that is his full name, John Ronald Reuel Tolkien.
That's right. So he actually has two middle names. That is very interesting, since most people in the West have one middle name, and a lot of people in Asia have no middle name.
That's true. So quite a unique name here as well. And we continue. He spent much of his childhood in the beautiful English countryside. Well, I would love to travel there someday. But first, let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is childhood. Carolyn, what is your childhood?
Well, your childhood is the time you spend growing up as a child.
Okay.
So, what are some things that you do during childhood? I spent much of my childhood going to my grandparents' farm and playing with the baby animals.
You did?
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That is quite a different childhood from mine. I grew up kind of in the city. I would play games with my neighbors and my brother and my sisters. That's what I did in my childhood, and I loved it. What about your childhood? Talk about your childhood. Describe it in English. That would be great practice.
It would be great practice, and we learned that Tolkien spent his childhood growing up in the English countryside, a very beautiful place to raise children. And we learn that he enjoyed studying and learning languages from a young age. Gabe, when did you start learning Chinese?
Well, from a young age. From when I was a little kid. In my childhood, I started learning Chinese. And I've been continuing to learn. I'm always learning new things every day. And I think that's important when you're learning a language, is that you try to improve every day. And friends, you are doing a great job learning English.
That's right. And we learn a little bit more about Tolkien. And his mother taught him the strong Christian faith that he believed his whole life. So he was able to grow up in the countryside, he loved languages, and his mother taught him his strong Christian faith. So he believed in God and salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's right. Actually, I do, and Carolyn does as well. Many people at Studio Classroom have a strong Christian faith. Well, Tolkien did, and his mother, well, he has his mother to thank for that. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 delight 这个动词。Delight 是指使高兴或使欣喜。例如 ,the football team's victory at the state final delighted the whole town. 这支足球队在州决赛中大获全胜，让整个小镇都很开心。Delight 也可以当名词，意思是高兴或愉快。例如 ,Hannah takes great delight in taking care of her grandchildren. Hannah 以照顾她的孙儿孙女们为乐。接下来我们看的是 childhood 这个名词 ,HOOD 这个字尾是指状态、阶段或者是品质。所以 childhood 是指童年时期。例如 ,Sean had a happy childhood, Sean 有着快乐的童年生活。或者是 ,The novel is full of the author's fun childhood memories, 这本小说中充满了作者童年美好的回忆。或者是 ,The artist's childhood home was turned into a museum, 这位艺术家幼年时的住家被改成一座美术馆。
Well, today in our lesson, The Tale of Tolkien, we're learning about the story behind the stories of Middle-earth. We're talking about the person who authored the books The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. And of course, they were made into movies as well. And we're learning a little bit about his background. Of course, he grew up in the beautiful English countryside, and that's where he spent his childhood. Well, let's continue learning more about Tolkien's background in the next part of our reading for today.
The Tale of Tolkien. But Tolkien's early life was also touched by tragedy. His father died when Tolkien was 4. Then Tolkien's mother passed away when he was 12. Love, war, and studies. As a teenager, Tolkien fell in love with a girl named Edith Bratt, but his guardian forbade him to contact her until he turned 21. Tolkien obeyed and focused on school, but he didn't forget Edith, and he contacted her on his 21st birthday. His patience paid off. They were married in 1916.
Well, he certainly didn't have an easy life. It started out so wonderful with his childhood in the English countryside, but here we learn something a little bit sad about his childhood. We read, but Tolkien's early life was also touched by tragedy. And that word tragedy from our word bank, Gabe, what is a tragedy?
Well, a tragedy is something sad that happens in your life. Of course, you have many happy moments, I hope, but then sometimes tragedies happen, things that are not that great, things that affect your life in a bad way. And of course, death is a tragedy. If you know someone close to you who has died, you could call that a tragedy.
And that is what happened to Tolkien. We learn his father died when Tolkien was 4. So he was only 4 years old, and that is certainly a tragedy.
It's true. Now, you could also use the word tragic to describe this kind of situation. It was a tragic situation. Well, his father died when Tolkien was 4, but that's not all. We learn here that then Tolkien's mother passed away when he was 12. So just within, 8 or 9 years, both of his parents passed away. That really is a kind of a tragic thing to happen in someone's childhood.
It is. And we see a phrase there, the phrase passed away. And that is a nice way to say that someone has died. And I think that Steve and Ken have something that they wanted to share with us about this situation in the information cloud.
Last month, we talked about a euphemism for dismissing someone, letting someone go. Let's take a look at another popular euphemism, passing away.
Passing away is just one of many euphemisms for the D word. Others include having gone home, having gone to meet one's maker, having departed, or being in a better place.
Now, besides pass away, we can also use pass on, but don't say pass out. That means something else.
Right. Pass out means to faint and become unconscious. So why all the euphemisms for death?
Well, sometimes saying he died is just too blunt, and people will use he passed away as a more sensitive way to say the same thing.
You know, that's especially true in Chinese culture, which has an abundance of euphemisms.
That's true, Ken. I know that Chinese people are particularly sensitive to any mentioning of death, and to say he died is very blunt and can sound harsh. But unlike the Chinese, a lot of Westerners don't mind speaking about it. Yes, they feel it is a serious matter, but no euphemism is needed.
I agree, but there are always some people who prefer a euphemism, especially the family of the deceased.
And especially on occasions such as a funeral.
真的可问提到 J.R.R. Tolkien 的母亲在他12岁的时候就 passed away. 也许你会问死亡不是 die, 为什么要讲 pass away? 这是因为 pass away 是一个所谓的 euphemism, 也就是一个委婉的说法. 就像中文讲过世, 或说某人走了, 离开人间, 都是死亡的 euphemism. 除了 pass away 也可以讲 pass on. 在基督教的追思礼拜 常常会听到某某人 has gone to meet his maker 去到他的创造者那里 或是 he is in a better place 去到一个更好的地方 但 euphemism 呢 也有可能被滥用 所以也有人认为 euphemism 是在玩弄词藻 矫揉造作 但我们却不得不承认 euphemism 的确是一种语言的现象 只是我们用的时候 要小心谨慎才是 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's continue with the next section of Tolkien's life, his background here. It's called Love, War, and Studies. Okay, so we read here, as a teenager, Tolkien fell in love with a girl named Edith Bratt. Well, he fell in love with this girl. Have you ever fallen in love with somebody?
Well, that is an interesting question, and we see that Tolkien fell in love when he was a teenager, and the girl was named Edith Bratt. However, it was not an easy situation for him, we read, but his guardian forbade him to contact her until he turned 21. Now, we just learned that both of Tolkien's parents died when he was quite young, and so he had a guardian looking after him, and that's a word from our word bank. The word guardian means a person who looks after someone that needs to be taken care of, usually someone who is an orphan or doesn't have someone there to watch them.
That's right. And my parents actually had planned, if something happened to them, some tragedy happened and took their lives, they had planned for me and my siblings to also have a guardian. My Aunt Mary Alice would have been our guardian. But of course, now we're adults. If something happens, we don't need a guardian. But you can use this word kind of like that.
That's right. So, Tolkien had a guardian looking after him because both of his parents were gone, and his guardian forbade him from contacting this young girl, Edith, until he turned 21. And that word forbade or forbid means to not allow someone to do something.
All right, so he wasn't allowed to contact this girl that he fell in love with until he turned 21. All right, well, Tolkien obeyed, very good, and focused on school. All right, well, maybe that's what his guardian was encouraging him to do, was to just focus on his studies and not just think about love or romance. He needed to focus on studies for that time.
That's right, but he didn't forget Edith, and he contacted her on his 21st birthday. So, he remembered her throughout his teenage years, and when he turned 21, he was ready to talk to her.
Which is really interesting. He had something to look forward to, and maybe it even helped him in his schoolwork. Does that describe you sometimes? You have a reward, you're looking forward to something, and so it can help you in whatever you're doing right now. I think this can be a great way to help you in life.
It certainly can, and we learn that his patience paid off. And paid off is a great phrase. What does that mean, Gabe, if something pays off?
This is a great phrase, yeah. If something is paid off, that means you worked hard for something, or here, patience, you were waiting for a long time for something, and then it was worth it. It paid off. It was worth it. It's okay in the end. Actually, you're so happy that you waited, or you're so happy that you worked so hard.
That's right, and his patience paid off because they were married in 1916. So the girl that he fell in love with as a teenager became his wife later in life. Well, right now it is time for us to join Michelle in the language lab and learn something with her.
继续我们来看的是 tragedy 这个名词。Tragedy 是指惨剧或者是悲剧。例如 ,it was a tragedy that this great athlete lost her leg in a car accident. 这位优秀的运动员因为车祸而失去了一条腿实在是个悲剧。或者是 Nathan never enjoys tragedies. Nathan 从来都不喜欢看悲剧。他的形容词是 tragic, T-R-A-G-I-C, 意思是悲惨的。例如 the movie is about a boy's tragic childhood. 这出电影是有关一个男孩悲惨的童年。所以我们看的是 guardian 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 guard, 监护以及看守这个动词。再加上 I-A-N 这个代表人的字尾。Guardian 就变成监护人。例如 ,the hospital needs the guardian's consent before operating on the child. 医院要替这个孩子动手术之前必须要有监护人的同意书。Guardian 也指保护者。例如 ,these reporters see themselves as guardians of truth. 这些记者认为自己是真相的守护者。And now let's return to our teachers.
We've just finished the first lesson in this article on J.R.R. Tolkien, The Tale of Tolkien. Now, at the end, we read that his patience paid off, so waiting really worked out for him. It was a good thing. Has patience ever paid off for you? I know it has for me. Gabe, have you ever had being patient work out?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, Carolyn. I think maybe getting my job here at Studio Classroom was a case of having my patience pay off because my father was in the United States for a little bit of time. I was in Taiwan and I was thinking about going back to the States at that time. I decided to wait for him to come back before I moved to the U.S. And during that time, people introduced me to Studio Classroom.So in that way, my patience paid off, and I got a job I really enjoy.
Well, that is great. Your patience did pay off. We are glad that you are here, and I'm happy to be here, and we hope that you are too. Continue learning English with us here at Studio Classroom, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.